here with NFL Network's insider Ian Rappaport. What do you feel like the expectations are for this team? They made a lot of changes over the offseason, including at the head coach position. Where do you feel like they are in terms of just the AFC West and the whole NFL overall?
Well, you know, if you look nationally and you kind of take a look at some of the other teams in the division, it seems like not a lot of people are talking about the Broncos, which I know is fine for people here. I mean, who cares? You don't sort of need the outsized expectations, but it certainly seems like the Raiders are getting a lot of the early preseason love, and they should. The Raiders, I think, are going to be really good, but this team is going to be good. You know, it's a rare situation where you have a new head coach who comes in with a new staff and a really good team with a lot of talent. You know, obviously everyone's talking about the quarterback situation and probably some of the attention or lack of attention is because that's not settled. But this defense is nasty. Talent-wise, it's a really, really good roster. I think the coaches they brought in are great. So, you know, to me this looks like a playoff team. I know there's been some injuries earlier, but that's what it looks like to me.
We're just 4 days into camp. Where do you feel like they are with the quarterback situation?
I think they're okay. It's obviously hasn't sorted itself out yet. And, you know, you're seeing some flashes of good things. You're probably seeing too many turnovers, which is, you know, it sounds like happening around the league everywhere. But, you know, it's kind of where I thought it would be. You know, you have, you know, Trevor's obviously done it. Paxton, you know, maybe a little bit of a higher ceiling, maybe makes a few more mistakes. But it's the kind of thing that's going to sort itself out. And that's one, you know, interesting thing about the quarterback situations all over. It's, you know, we'll ask Vance, we'll say, oh, you know, when are you going to decide on the quarterback and when, you know, who's going to make the call? But the reality is it's obvious. Nobody's going to make the call. Players are going to know. Everyone's going to know who the starting quarterback is and looks like. And whenever that happens, that's when the decision is going to be announced. It's not going to be made because basically it's made when the guys in the locker room know, all right, this is our guy, let's go.
Shane Ray went down with the wrist injury, out 6 to 8 weeks, and they already had Shaq Barrett injured. You hearing anything? They might go outside, try to replace him?
You know, I don't think so. And honestly, like, I'm not even sure who's out there who will come in and generate pass rush and deliver some sacks right now. I mean, you got some guys with experience, guys like Dwight Freeney, but I don't see him going in that direction. I'd see more things like, you know, you take Walker, Florida State, you move him to linebacker. And, you know, he's a bigger dude. It's whatever. But maybe he can generate a little rush. You know, he's a good athlete. I mean, I would see more things like that until, look, like week one or two, maybe three, then you get everyone back. I mean, there's been some injuries, some high-profile ones. But everyone's going to have injuries. It's just kind of nice you have them during the month when there's no games.
Training camp, such a grind for these guys out here. Obviously for you, too. Your phone's blowing up. You're going to 16 camps. How do you survive it?
It's as long as I get to the airport on time, then I'm fine. I really like this time. I mean, you know, it's tough to go away from the family for a couple of weeks. That's hard. But it's a rare time to, you know, look people in the eye, get a close up look at some of these teams that we talk about all year, get some insight from some of these guys. It's really a special experience, and every year I look forward to it.
All right. Well, good luck the rest of the way, Ian. Thank you so much for your time. Appreciate it.